It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're going to kick off a new series called The Higher Road. I tell you what, the higher road is rarely the easiest road, right? But it's the road that keeps your heart soft and your peace intact. And of course, your witness strong. So this week, we're going to be talking about taking the higher road. Today's day one, we're going to focus on your response. Because your response is your witness. Scripture comes from Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Have you ever noticed in your general day how quickly one bad moment can change the atmosphere of your entire day? Somebody says something unfair to you, or maybe somebody has left you out of a situation or maybe an event. Someone criticizes you, misunderstands you, talks behind your back, or responds in a way that hurts. And suddenly your mind starts building a case. You are replaying those conversations in the back of your head. You imagine what you should have said. Then you feel that pressure is starting to boil to defend yourself or to return to the same energy that you received. That reaction is human. But God's call has never been simply to act human. It has been to reflect Christ. So Romans 12:21 gives us one of the most difficult instructions. Scripture says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now notice what that verse does not say. It does not say evil isn't real. It does not say pretend nothing happened. It does not say become weak, silent, or allow people to continually mistreat you and run over you. But it doesn't say allow someone else's action to take ownership over your heart. But you know, it's hard sometimes because when bitterness enters, hurt wins twice. The truth is, anybody can react. Reacting requires no prayer, no discipline, no dependence on God. But responding with grace, boy, that requires strength, and it's tough. If you've ever tried it, you know how tough it is. But Jesus demonstrated this repeatedly. He was misunderstood. He was criticized. He was rejected. He was falsely accused. Yet he never allowed the actions of others to determine his character. That's the challenge for us. People are not always watching how we behave when life is easy, but they absolutely notice how we handle disappointment. They notice our attitude under pressure. They notice what happens when we don't get our way, almost like a two-year-old tantrum. Your response may become the loudest sermon that you ever preach, and sometimes taking the higher road means you're staying quiet when you could win the argument. You're refusing to gossip when everyone else is talking. You're choosing peace instead of proving your point, showing kindness without expecting anything back, and trusting God to handle what you cannot. Grace doesn't mean weakness. Grace says, I refuse to let this situation make me into someone God never called me to be. And it can be tough sometimes. Today's challenge, ask yourself this question. Will I let whatever situation is in my life right now control my response? Or will I let God shape it? Because right now, there may be somebody in your life who is testing your patience. Maybe they've hurt you deeply. Maybe they've disappointed you. Maybe they haven't apologized. So ask yourself some questions. Of course, how will I let this situation control my response? Because when you choose the higher road, you're not losing. You're protecting your peace, and you're protecting your witness, and you're protecting your heart. And often God does his best work in the moments when we choose not to react. Is there a situation right now that's lingering in you that you're still reacting to or responding to? How could grace look in your situation right now? Lord, as we come to him in prayer, you know the situations that challenge us and the people that are testing our patience. Help us not respond from emotions alone, but from the wisdom and from grace, and teach us to reflect your heart in difficult moments. Protect us from bitterness and help us overcome evil with good, and let our response become a testimony of your work in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.